Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Today we're going to talk about learning how to say no to stop clutter. A lot of us have problems saying no. If we aren't able to do this, it can create clutter in our lives. How can it create physical clutter? I had a client that couldn't say no to storing things for people. In his basement was his work area to refinish furniture, which is how he made his living. He had three huge armoires he was holding for someone. One of his first assignments was to tell this person they had 2 weeks to get the armoires out or they were going to be sold. I have also seen others who hold onto boxes or furniture from relatives or parents because no one else wants them, yet they don't want them thrown out because they belong in the family. This can become physical clutter for someone. What about mental clutter? Have you ever had someone ask you to borrow money and you couldn't say no? That could increase your anxiety or fear of not being paid back. You can also have extreme mental clutter when your thoughts can become so overpowered by others that you might not be able to separate what you truly think from someone else. What about emotional clutter? Not being able to say no can make you really angry. Even if you don't do anything now, eventually your anger will come out. I did another podcast on honoring all your emotions, so if this is something you have found, you have lots of anger and not being able to say no, you might want to check that out. Another way we create emotional clutter is if we have this happen a lot and we're unable to forgive others who haven't respected us when we say no. Not forgiving people can take up an enormous part of emotional energy. If you're unable to say no, you can create spiritual clutter. I once had a friend who told people she was visiting me. I lived in another state at the time, but she was actually having an affair. I asked her not to do it anymore. Had I found out and not said anything, I would have gone against my integrity, and this would have caused spiritual clutter. I've also read a lot of stories about people who embezzle. They know that it's wrong, but they just aren't able to say no to the person asking them for help. And that can have serious consequences if you don't say no. You could end up in jail. What are some of the reasons why we don't say no? I used to feel a tremendous amount of guilt when I said no. It didn't matter if I didn't want to do something. I still felt bad. I wanted to please people and have them like and approve of me. We think people will love us more. But often, when we don't say no, they respect us even less. We might be in an unhealthy codependent relationship. I encourage you, if you have trouble saying no and it's creating a lot of clutter for you, to dig a little deeper and see what's going on and how you can strengthen your ability to say no. Sometimes we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but this can end up having the opposite effect. I had a friend once who asked a mutual friend to host a party for me. They didn't want to do this. Not the time. I didn't know this. The invitations went out. But what happened after that is little things, kind of passive aggressive, came out. They asked me, even though they agreed to host the party, they asked me to buy all the paper plates and paper goods for it, which I apparently did wrong because they told me I picked out the wrong ones. Then they asked me to pay for the cleaners. And then they asked me to register for products that the person hosting the party have a multi-level marketing, which I'm not a fan of, because as my friend said to me, well, if you register for this, I'm hoping that she makes money off of this. So I about felt like I was 1 inch tall. I felt horrible, and truly that wasn't the worst thing that happened, but I share this with you because it would have been better for everyone if they just would have said no at the beginning. I encourage you, as much as you think you might be You are afraid to hurt someone's feelings, you might end up having the opposite effect. Let's talk about how to say no, because trust me, I have struggled with this and it's not always easy. So use the word no. Don't dance around. Just no. Be brief. You don't need to explain why you are saying no. I used to do this all the time and still occasionally do. Here are some ways you can say no. I'm not able to commit to that right now. I really appreciate and honored that you've asked me, but I can't do it. I understand you really need my help, but I'm not able to say yes to that. I have to say no for now, but we'll let you know if something changes. And I have to share the best one that I saw on social media the other day. No, I'm sorry. I have to go walk my pet unicorn. If you do want to share why you're saying no, be honest why. If you lie, you'll probably get caught, especially with social media these days. There are some people who won't take no for an answer, so be prepared that you might have to do it a few times. I would really think hard about someone who doesn't honor your request the first time. Enlist a friend if you need to. I needed to say no to someone once over the phone. It was a babysitting job, and I made my friend hold my hand. I can admit that. But it helped because I was so nervous about saying no, having someone holding my hand helped calm me down. Practice in the mirror. One thing that I like to do when I'm having a difficult conversation is write out what you're going to say. Even if it's just no, I'm not able to, write it out and practice it in the mirror. Don't apologize. It is your right to say no. I used to start so many sentences with I'm sorry because of the guilt I felt. You're allowed to choose what you'd like to do and whom you'd like to help. If people in your life don't accept it when you say no, maybe they shouldn't be in your life. 2 weeks before I was leaving for my honeymoon to Italy, my friend asked me to find her some people to work a show in Raleigh. She was from out of town and I worked for them when I started my business. I said I didn't have the time before I left. They never contacted me again after that. No response, nothing. So it became apparent I was only a friend when I did something and it wasn't okay for me to say no. I'm happy to say the friendship faded away and I'm grateful to learn where I stood when I said no. Where do you struggle to say no? I'm going to encourage you to come up with a plan or enlist someone's support. Don't worry if you struggle with this a lot. I used to, and with practice, I'm a lot better. I also have my husband and close friends for backup, so seek out those friends that would be supportive. Ask people who you admire how they say no. Practice saying no this week as a way to release clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.